Dark Secrets.
Hey there, I'm Amy Smith.
And I'm LaDonna Humphrey. Welcome to Deep Dark Secrets, a podcast that shines a light in some really dark places.
Today, we will continue our discussion on child sex trafficking while we review a report released by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. This report, entitled Prostitution of Children and Child Sex Tourism, is incredibly eye-opening. And as I reviewed the 118-page document, it became very clear that the sexual exploitation of children is a worldwide problem, and it's found in both developing and developed countries. This report also highlights the expansion of child sex tourism and attributes the expansion in part to sex tourists seeking out alternative, less restrictive destinations. This is happening because the countries where the child sex trade has been discovered are now taking steps to eradicate it.
In the report, the United Nations defined child sex tourism as tourism organized with the primary purpose of facilitating the commercial sexual relationship with a child. Additionally, child sex tourism may also include the opportunistic use of prostituted children in regions while traveling on business or for other purposes. The report goes on to attribute the existence and growth of child sex tourism to these factors. As countries develop, their economics and tourism industries also develop. Child sex tourism increases and kind of surfaces so people actually know then that it's happening. Economic difficulties, civil unrest, poverty, and displacement of refugees all contribute to the growth of the child sex industry.
The report did a great job of breaking down the reasons why child sex tourism was flourishing in different countries. For example, Africa is faced with a rising child prostitution problem, partly due to poverty, migration from rural to urban areas, and the advent of tourism. In Ghana, young girls are tricked into prostitution in the belief that they will be housemaids. In Brazil, street kids in the tourist resort areas are being exploited in massage parlors and clubs. And in the small, remote villages and mining towns of northern Brazil, young girls are brought in by traffickers with promises of employment in the restaurants and the canteens. They are then held in indentured servitude and forced to work off their debt for their transport, upkeep, food, and malaria medicine through prostitution.
The Cambodian Women's Development Association found that nearly 35% of sex workers in their country were younger than 18 years of age. In an April survey, the Human Rights Vigilance of Cambodia organization found that minors between the ages of 13 and 17 made up about 31% of sex workers. And although the surveyed establishment served mostly local patrons, there are reports of an increased demand for child prostitutes from visiting businessmen, developers, and tourists in a child sex trade operating outside the local brothels. And then in China, young girls are being tricked into the sex trade by false job offers. Once they accept the false job, they are then sold into prostitution and immediately shipped into Thailand. The Chinese police report that about 5,000 Chinese girls were lured across the border and sold as prostitutes since 1989. In addition, the Peking People's Daily report said that in 1994, that more than 10,000 women and children were abducted and sold. And that report was from 1994, Amy. I can't imagine how much worse the problem has gotten now.
Oh, it has probably gotten way worse. Well, there's also a study by the Bogota Chamber of Commerce that suggests that the number of prostituted children in the streets have increased fivefold in the last 7 years. But it gets even worse. The capital city of San Jose, Costa Rica, is home to more than 2,000 child prostitutes. And all across Costa Rica, children are regularly sold to foreign pedophiles as part of a sex tour package. If you then take a look at India, according to the Human Rights Watch report, 20% of Bombay's brothel population is composed of girls who are younger than 18. And at least half of these girls are HIV positive.
Oh, that makes my heart hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this will make your stomach turn, Amy. Children 5 to 14 years of age have been found prostituting in Italy. And some of those kids were prostituted because their parents could not pay off their debts. And in order to pay them off, they sold their children.
Ugh.
And studies show that about 10% of prostitution in northern Italy involves girls between the ages of 10 and 15 years old, with 30% of that population of prostitutes being between 16 and 18 years of age. So these are very, very young girls that are being prostituted in Italy. And, you know, you think about Italy, that just seems like, you know, it's such a destination country for people who are wealthy, who want to go see, you know, how beautiful that countryside is. But really, there's this dark side with children as young as 5 years old being prostituted.
Yeah, I would have never, Italy would not have been on my radar for child prostitutes. I mean, I don't know why. I just see the rolling grass and the wines and the vineyards and Italy would not have been a place that I thought had prostitution, on top of the fact so young.
Oh, well, you know, this will blow your mind too. About 60% of some of the hardcore death fetish pornography that's uploaded on the internet derives from Italy.
Seriously?
It does. Some of the worst stuff that I experienced during my investigation came from Italy.
Do I have to take that one off my bucket list, I guess?
Well, it makes me freak out a little bit because my oldest daughter lived in Italy for a year. And so, you know, she's home now, but it was just frightening to think that she could have been exposed to those type of things.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're in the throes of researching all that. Ugh. Wow. Well, the sex trade industry is rapidly growing in Nepal. And in many cases, minor girls who are younger than 15 years old, they work for pimps or in brothels. And according to the Asia Watch report, about half of Bombay's 100,000 girl prostitutes are from Nepal. The average age of girls trafficked in Nepal to India has fallen in the last 10 years from between 14 to 16 years of age, all the way down to the current 10 to 14 years of age.
Wow.
And don't even get me started about the Philippines, because advocacy organizations estimate that between 60,000 to 100,000 children are involved in the sex industry in the Philippines alone. And it's believed that child prostitution has increased in the Philippines during the 1970s and 1980s due to things like the United States military presence and mass development of tourism, combined with increasing poverty and dislocation.
Well, the numbers are no better in Taiwan. It is estimated that the number of children in the sex industry there is around 100,000. Most of the demand for child sex comes from the local market there in Taiwan and visiting Asian businessmen. The country has been a sex tourist destination for Japanese dating back to the Japanese military presence. The numbers in Thailand are astronomical. It's estimated that close to 800,000 children under the age of 18 are involved in the sex trade there.
Wow.
And a lot of those children are being trafficked in and out of the country. And they're just never seen again because they're moved around so frequently. It's really disturbing. The demand for young girls has increased in recent years to response to the growth of sex tourism and the large number of businessmen and other visitors coming into the country. The greatest number of child prostitutes working in the commercial sex industry are girls who are younger than 16 years of age that are working in those brothels that we talked about. And those brothels are patronized by locals and visitors from neighboring Asian countries. Commercial sex can be found on the streets, in tea houses, noodle shops, hotels, and throughout the service and tourist industry. The demand for young boys to be prostitutes is growing, right along with the pedophile child sex industry, and those are considered imported social problems that are catering to foreign tourists. And I want to make sure that the listeners understand that this was not just something that was happening in these countries, especially in Thailand. This was an imported problem, and it was brought on by the demand. Now, I want you to understand this. It was brought on by the demand of United States citizens.
And that just blows my mind.
Just got to let that sink in. And it's troubling. It's very concerning. And these are conversations that we need to have. People need to understand these reports. And in the next week, I will upload this particular report to our deepdarksecretspodcast.com website. So you can read all of the numbers that are associated with this 118-page document that really outs child sex tourism globally.
Well, you would think we would have hit all of the countries, but no, there's another one. In Vietnam, child advocates estimate that up to 20% of Vietnam's growing commercial sex industry is composed of children who are younger than 18 years of age. The Vietnam News reports that the development of tourism is one of the main causes of increased child prostitution. Many foreigners who come to Vietnam think that besides the favorable conditions for business and tourism, Vietnam will also provide cheap and safe sex tours. Because some people mistakenly think that children pose a lesser danger of sexually transmitted diseases such as HIV, an organized network of systems to supply virgin prostitutes to foreigners has been uncovered in several hotels and tourist areas. These numbers are both staggering and heartbreaking, LaDonna. It's so hard to comprehend.
And I want the listeners to understand this. What do you think that happens to a child who contracts HIV or another disease when they're involved in the child sex industry?
Yep.
They're discarded.
Yeah. Mm.
It's sobering. It's a sobering thought. It's heartbreaking. It's up to each of us to put a stop to the child sex trade. Okay. It's not somebody else's problem. It's our problem. And this 118-page report we discussed came to this conclusion. The responsibility to eliminate the sexual exploitation of children through prostitution rests with governments, with parents, with social and legal organizations, with law enforcement, with the criminal justice system, and with society as a whole. That's me and you, friends. It is only with combined efforts that the goal of dignified, valued, and respected lives for all children at home and abroad can be achieved. And I can't agree more with this conclusion that they came up with, because the bottom line is this: we have to stand together to stop the global trafficking of our children.
Absolutely. You know, and it's so sobering to know that the large number of customers that all of these countries have one thing in common, and that's people from the United States.
Yeah, it's something that I think people need to sit down and really try to comprehend. You know, we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and by and large, we appear to be this society that would not condone these type of things, but we take our secrets overseas. That's what's happening. And we're abusing vulnerable populations because they desperately need the money. They desperately, you know, need attention and time and all of those things, because a lot of these kids are orphaned. A lot of these kids are born into the sex industry. It goes on and on and on and on. And I just think that people need to realize that this is the United States' dirty little secret.
Right.
It really, really, truly is. And we need to take a good long look at ourselves and what we can do to help fix this problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, kids are not to be throwaways, no matter what country you're in.
Children are not for sale.
No, absolutely not. Thank you for tuning in today, friends. We hope you walk away with a better idea of how widespread the child sex trade is. And we hope you will stand with us to make a difference. You can start today by simply sharing this episode to help educate others on the facts of child sex trafficking. Until next time, stay safe, friends, and remember, keep your lights on.
For exclusive content from this episode and other episodes, head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/deepdarksecrets. Sign up and you will receive Deep Dark Secrets merchandise, extra episodes, and much more. For more information about our podcast, visit deepdarksecretspodcast.com.